God. And the only way that you can know who he is and how he would respond is by learning how he has responded in the past. The New Testament is full of his son, Jesus Christ, and that is his ultimate response to humanity. But the Old Testament shows us his mercy, his grace, his wrath, his justice. It shows us all these facets of his personality. He is unending. You can't look at that diamond long enough and get every facet. Go get that intimacy, that relationship with God from the Old Testament. We all have times where we need to know who he is and what he's up to. And if I don't know who he is, I'm not sure what he's up to. Hi, and welcome to Study with Friends. Today we're studying the Old Testament together, and we're learning how to meditate on how each passage informs our understanding of Jesus as Lord, some understanding of salvation, or an understanding of God as our Father. And we're doing that in the context of five Old Testament themes. Today's theme is covenant, and the rest of the themes you can hear on our website, studywithfriends.org. It's a five-part series. The other Old Testament themes are kingship, grace, sacrifice, and prophecy. So we'll be looking at all five themes, but today we're focusing on covenant. Let's get started. God, thank you for this time, for your word. God, I thank you specifically for the Old Testament and how much you have for us there and how much you show your love for us there. You show yourself to us there. Ask that you would be with us in this study time, that you would just increase our understanding of you, increase our intimacy with you. By your Holy Spirit, Lord, would you give to us and to everyone listening a greater knowledge and understanding and love and intimacy with you from spending this time in your word. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.
Amen.
What we're doing is a series on the Old Testament. If you like ordered homework with questions and spaces for you to put answers, this is a little bit different. But what I'm hoping it accomplishes is that it gives you a taste of some Old Testament themes and then really helps to equip you to read the Old Testament all the time. We were talking a little bit before we turned on the mic about how some people feel intimidated by the Old Testament and that they don't understand it or can't put context to it or feel like it's a bunch of old stories that are nice to know, but not really sure how they're relevant to my life today. And so the Old Testament is really where we get to know God. We're going to be transparent and we're going to just talk about some of the things that we're struggling with, or we'll talk together if we found some scriptures that we couldn't quite understand what Holly was going for when she included it under that category. So we'll walk through that together. As we do that, let me let you get to know us a little bit better. My name's Holly. I'm always here. I facilitate these Bible studies. I don't say that I teach these Bible studies because the Lord teaches us, but I will keep the conversation going. And I have two teenage girls and I'm married. I never can remember the number. More than 20 years. That's it. More than 20. When I hit 30, I'll say more than 30. To a great guy. And I attend a Presbyterian church. And I love studying the word with my friends, which is why we're studying with friends. That's me.
I'm Jan Catherine, and I am a resident of Newtown, Pennsylvania. I have two young adult sons. And I'm a member of First Baptist Church of Langhorne.
I'm Shay. I'm married to Tom for 20-ish years. We have three kids, and we attend an evangelical free church.
I'm Romy Dale. I have a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old, which is really hard to say. I've been married also, but I did the math while all you guys were introducing yourselves, so I can say 23 years.
Nice.
And I was born, raised through the Catholic Church, and recently, I guess I would say I'm kind of non-denominational now. I've been going to an evangelical free church and just trying to get to know God's word a little more.
Mm-hmm. Let's just give a quick framework for the piece of paper that's in front of us, and that it would be maybe helpful for it to get in front of the listener at some point. It's on studywithfriends.org on our resources page. You'll find resource that says 60 days in the Old Testament. And it's just a one sheet of paper that I like to try to keep my reading plans on one sheet of paper, because then you can fold it up and stick it in your Bible. Let's be practical. So it's one sheet of paper with 60 scriptures on it. They're broken up into five themes. So I, again, because I've taught for a long time, I know that people feel intimidated by the Old Testament. And so I try to do what I can to eliminate that intimidation, to make people comfortable with it and help them see that it really is one or two overarching themes that you want to drill into every time you read the Old Testament. So the thing that we're going to be searching for today, I always say it's a little nugget. Go find the little nugget in the Old Testament of one of three things that you will always, always find in the Old Testament. And I say that with such sureness that if there's anybody listening who finds a verse or a segment in the Old Testament that does not comply with one of these three things, email me at info@studywithfriends.org and I will walk you through how it points to Jesus, points to our need for salvation, or teaches us about God as our Father. Because that is the purpose of the Old Testament. I say that, I know that like I know my name. The reason that the Old Testament was written, the reason that it's recorded, and the reason that we spend time in it is so that we can see how it points to Jesus Christ, how it points to our need for salvation, or how it shows us about the character of God, our Father. One of those three things is somewhere in every piece of the Old Testament, every piece. And believe me, I've struggled with it too. Judges is a mess, but it's in there. It's in there. And so I would love that. Actually, I just did that spontaneously, but I would be so stoked if people emailed me questions about how does this fit? I would not get any laundry done because I would be spending all my time on email with you guys. So do that. Email me if you're like, you know what, Holly? I found one. Challenge me. In the interest of trying to help frame the Old Testament, I also broke down the scriptures that we're looking at today into five themes, and we'll cover one each week. The first one is covenant, which you'll see a little bit of an order to this. So the first one is covenant. And you know that there's covenant all throughout the Old Testament, but covenant is one of the themes that shows itself first. Then kingship. Kingship is also, or lordship. I love that you wrote lordship next to the kingship. Jan wrote, I got a chance to see her notes. And so that those two words are somewhat interchangeable, kingship and lordship, but it's about God and Jesus as king of the kingdom. And a lot of people think of grace as a New Testament theme, but it is an Old Testament theme. So I wanted to dig into that a little bit. Sacrifice as an Old Testament theme, and then prophecy as an Old Testament theme. And these are sub themes. These will all still point to Jesus as our Lord, or our need for Jesus, or Jesus coming, our need for salvation, or give us some idea of the character of God our Father. So we'll start with covenant. And on the reading plan, you'll find 12 verses under each theme. But we're only going to talk about two or three, and then let the listeners go get the rest on their own. So Shay liked 2 Samuel 5:3. So she's going to read that one. Tell me, Shay, how you felt that spoke into pointing to Jesus, our need for salvation, or giving us more information about God our Father. Can you read it for us first?
Yeah.
Okay.
When all the elders of Israel had come to King David at Hebron, the king made a compact with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel.
What's that? 2 Samuel 5:3.
2 Samuel 5:3. I chose that one. It really stuck out to me just because we know that David was the ancestor to Jesus, and it points to Jesus's lineage and the legitimacy of his rule and his role.
Just because I'm going to press in a little bit,
yeah.
Can you tell me if it tells you anything about the character of God as our Father? Or can you extrapolate anything from that?
I think it just brings to mind for me God's long-term plan, that he has this very large, very long-term plan.
Let me ask, if we're talking about the theme of covenant globally, what does that tell us about God? What does that tell us about the character of the God we serve? Is he flippant about his covenants?
No.
Is he like, I'm going to make one and then maybe I'll just not keep it, or I'll make it and we'll see how it goes?
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
I think it's under this
Say more.
It's a done deal. Mm-hmm. A covenant with God is unbreakable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what does that tell you about God?
You can trust him.
Yeah. And he doesn't change.
He doesn't change.
Yeah. And what Shay said, which is he has a plan. Mm. And his perfect plan. A couple of years ago, I did a study. I sat in a study. I didn't write a study. I sat in a study about Revelation, and I've studied Revelation many times, but for whatever reason, as I studied Revelation this time, I was so stunned, I don't know, overcome by the perfection of God's plan. That for the first time I saw how perfectly the end mirrored the beginning, mm-hmm. with the woman and the serpent. And I was like, oh my gosh, from the beginning, his plan was perfect. It's like, I thought to myself, it's like he knew all along what mm-hmm. he was going to do. And no human could have a perfect plan like that, but his plan is so perfect. So he's beyond time, and he's beyond, and this is a Shay and Holly conversation, beyond mm-hmm. time, beyond time. But his every covenant he makes with his plan in mind, knowing that he will keep the covenant because it is in accordance with his plan. So that was really good, really good. Covenant?
Yeah.
Anything? Okay. Okay, so still in covenant. Jan, will you read Genesis 9:15? That was the one you said you liked a lot.
Yes, I did. I will remember my covenant between me and you and all the living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life.
Mm-hmm. And that's Genesis 9:15 regarding Noah, right?
Yes, yes. And I like this one. Because we had rejected God. We had rejected him.
Mm-hmm.
And even after the flood, it shows you his heart. Mm. And he says, never again will I do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave you a glimpse mm-hmm. of his heart.
And his love.
And his love.
Mercy.
Yeah.
So that one could go under grace. Too.
Yeah, it could. It mm-hmm. could go into grace too. Mm-hmm. Right.
Which, okay, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about how I categorize some of these into a particular covenant theme or Old Testament theme. But the truth is, if God is the same, and if his character doesn't change, which it doesn't, if he's the same, which he is, then a lot of these verses will actually be in a few different categories, because if they're showing you who God is, he is all these things. He is Lord. He is King. He is full of grace. He keeps his covenant. So it will show you, don't be surprised if some of these scriptures could be categorized in more than one Old Testament theme,
right.
Because the Old Testament theme is the character of God. And these are just a few attributes of the character of God. And so you'll see him show up in the same ways because he doesn't change. So that's good. We'll allow the freedom to jump around and say, oh, that one, we put it under covenant, but it also shows grace. Or we put it under kingship, but it also shows grace, whatever. Okay. So Romy, tell me about Jeremiah 2:2.
Okay. Jeremiah 2:2. The word of the Lord came to me, go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. I remember the devotion of your youth. How as a bride you loved me and followed me through the wilderness, although through a land not sown.
How as a bride, start again there.
How as a bride you loved me and followed me through the wilderness, through a land not sown.
Okay. Jeremiah 2:2.
Yes. And this one spoke to me as I felt that it points to Jesus's love for us and his devotion for us, and that he's always with us and he loves us beyond anything we can imagine. And, you know, I've learned in the past about being his bride, and I was reading some commentary about that, and that the word devotion refers to the most intimate degree of loyalty, love, and faithfulness that can exist between two people or between an individual and the Lord.
Mm.
So I just, you know, feel like you need to be reminded of that often.
Oh, yeah.
And I so forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in difficult times of struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And though, as we all know, that's when it's hardest to believe that he loves us mm-hmm. so much.
Well, I'm glad that you said that, because one of the things that I did say off mic that I want to say again is in response to what you just said, which is in difficult times, it's hard to remember, or I need to remember, because I shared with you how when I sit down to write a Bible study, or when I sit down to do work for this ministry, or even when I just sit down to have my personal time with the Lord, for me, it's like seeing a friend who I haven't seen for a long time. You know how, like, if you have somebody coming to your house for a visit, mm-hmm. you get so excited
yeah.
and you're like, oh, the anticipation, and you know you're just going to be so filled with joy to be in that person's presence and spend time with that person. That's how I feel like when I know that I have a writing date or a date with God. Like sometimes I block out a whole day on my calendar because I have a lot that I need to write or do. And I get excited about those days because I think I'm gonna have new information, because he's new every day. His word is living and active. His mercies are new every day. Yeah. I'm gonna get something new. I'm gonna learn something new, and I'm gonna have an intimacy with my God, whom I love so much. Mm. And I get excited about that. And the only way I can compare that is, like, sometimes for Thanksgiving, people come and I get mm-hmm. so excited for Thanksgiving mm-hmm. because I know people are coming to my house who I really love. And so let me explain to you how that happened for me. That happened for me because I got to know my God through the Old Testament. Okay, so we love the New Testament. We are New Testament believers. We are Christians. We live in a modern age. And the New Testament is often what's used to teach us in our sermons and Sunday school. And as adults, we refer to the New Testament for how to live and how to respond to Jesus and how to respond to the gospel. Paul spends a lot of time teaching us how to behave as Christians. And we are a people who are super interested in behaving the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the right and wrong. And now that I'm a Christian, show me what that's supposed to look like so I can follow the script and do a good job, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we like.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. You should strive towards sanctification. You should bear in mind that it is God who sanctifies you and not you through your own efforts and good behavior. But that's a lesson for another day. We just love to live in the New Testament. We love to quote the New Testament. And a lot of people get, I don't know, the Old Testament collects a little dust.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, from the deepest part of my heart, I want to tell you how much you're missing out if you don't learn to love the Old Testament, because that is where you learn about God and who he is and how much he loves you and how he doesn't ever change. And I said to you guys earlier that it's like your best friend. If God wants you to know him that well, like, you would be able to predict in any circumstance how your best friend would respond, or what she would think, or what she would say. Or you can see, if you're all in a room, a group of friends, and someone says something, you just lock eyes with her and you know you're thinking the same thing, right? And because you know her that well, almost like you know yourself, like she's part of you and you're a part of her. And you love each other and you have that intimacy. And you know you can call her if you're in a jam. You know she's going to be the one who drives you over to the dealership when you need to pick up your car, or feeds your kids fish when you're on vacation. Or this is the person you go to. You rely on her. You know that she's your best friend. And that's how it should be with God. And the only way that you can know who he is and how he would respond is by learning how he has responded in the past. The New Testament is full of his son, Jesus Christ, and that is his ultimate response to humanity, okay? So that is his ultimate response. But the Old Testament shows us his mercy, his grace, his wrath, his justice,
how he is does not tolerate injustice, that it shows us all these facets of his personality that frankly are not as clear in the New Testament. They're just not. So once you get to see all the facets, like pretend it's like a diamond and you look at it from all these different angles, this is our God. He is unending. He is, you can't look at that diamond long enough and get every facet. You never will get them all. So go get that intimacy, that relationship with God from the Old Testament, because mm-hmm. we all hit bumps in the road. We all have times where we need to know who he is and what he's up to. And if I don't know who he is, I'm not sure what he's up to.
Can I agree with something you said earlier about the intimacy you feel when you give yourself time to spend in the Word and you visit scriptures that are familiar to you? Mm-hmm. And it is like visiting an old friend. Mm-hmm. And that's what was fun about the homework assignment, because I had a chance to look at scriptures I hadn't looked at in a very, very long time.
Oh, I'm glad you felt that way.
Yeah. But, you know, there is an intimacy, so I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Agree.
And it feels like a friend.
Yeah, it is a friend.
It is a relationship.
Yeah, the best friend.
Yes. Yeah. But I think as modern day believers, we get stuck in the doing of the instructions, and that's not bad. Like I say all the time, Philippians 4:8, whatever is good, whatever is pure, whatever is true, whatever is lovely, think on these things. Those are good things for me to know. Of course, that helps me order my thoughts and order my ways. I need to do that, but that's not all I need to do. That is only part of my relational equation with my God and my Father. The other part is that he wants to be known. He wants to be known as he knows us. And he's not hiding that from us. I mean, it's just, to me, it's such a ripoff for a believer not to go get what he has for you in the Old Testament. So that's just my goal, is to try to make just a little bit more accessible. Hi, it's Holly. Thanks for being with us today on Study with Friends. This series is a little bit different than what we've done in the past. You won't find your classic homework assignment online at studywithfriends.org. But if you want to dig deeper, what I did was I created a 60 days in the Old Testament reading plan. So really what we did for this entire series, the five parts, covenant, kingship, grace, sacrifice, and prophecy, each have a section in that 60-day reading plan. If you look online, under the resources section, you'll find a 60-day reading plan, and it's the content that we used for this particular series. So you can do that on your own, or you can do it when you listen to these Bible studies that we've recorded. We thought it was something a little bit different that might be a blessing to you. See you next time on Study with Friends. Thanks for being with us today on Study with Friends. You can listen to this program again at studywithfriends.org. And there you can learn about the girlfriends around the table today. Each of us has a profile on the website. You can also make a donation if we've blessed you in any way. We certainly appreciate your donations and your prayers. Or if you'd like to email us, we would love that. info@studywithfriends.org. You can also follow us on your favorite social media channel. We're active on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. See you next time on Study with Friends.